Blog Talk Radio.
Another Wednesday, we hanging out at that damn round table, hosted by King Beat, sponsored by Grudge Inc. And man, oh man, when I goddamn me tell y'all, if you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen, Jack. Cause let me tell you, the flame, the heat, it is intense, it is high, and oh my. What's going on tonight, everybody, man? We just out here, y'all already know what time of day it is, man. I really just cranked the show up tonight. Let's see what the hell going on. I really crushed up tonight, man. We're going to see. We're gonna see. Do anybody want to make up any more lock-ins, man? Cause this goddamn race, man, is gonna be a pretty damn day. And let me tell you something. I'm so ready to smell me some damn fuel and rubber. I don't know what to say. Let me tell y'all something, man. We got so many of these grudge races coming up. It's going to be off the chain. We're going to get that damn badass Tommy Dog. He'll come on in a minute. I know he probably out there somewhere. Ain't no telling what the hell else, man. Shit been coming up, man, by the minute, by the day, by the moment, by the second. Stuff been coming up, man. So ain't no telling what then popped up. If all roads lead to Texas. So, I'm going to let him get on in just a minute. I'm going to check these boards in just a minute to make sure everybody, to see if anybody hit that one button. Now, the fans, I'm going to need y'all participation. Man, we scream out to you fans. We reach out to you fans. When I tell y'all, we reach out to the fans because I'm going to put myself as a grudge racer right now. Us as grudge racers, man, I know me, myself, I got lit for days. I can go on and on drawing out on people, man, but we want to hear some of the honest opinions on what's really going, how they really feel about some of these grudge races that's going to be coming up. We're going to get into a lot of goddamn smack talk. So, I'm going to go to the lines in a minute, see who all. I know y'all have heard the list on the grudge races, but if you got a grudge race coming up, hit the damn one button, man. Let us know about your grudge race. I understand everybody got the beat on their chest. Sometimes people get tired of hearing people beat on their chest, but right now it's good timing for beating on your chest time. So we need to see who really putting the pressure on who this upcoming, man, we got 2 days, man. We got 2 days, and execution staff, man, let me tell you something. Execution, man, the electric chair, these people going to go. Electric chair, the lethal injection, however you want to do it, let me tell you something. We here in the great state of Texas, man, and, hey, man, we known for death row. So we need to know if you're going in the battle this weekend, man, hit that one butt, man. Y'all don't be sitting around looking all crazy, looking at the phone. I hope he say this. I hope he say that. Nah, man. I know plenty of people got shit you want to get off your chest. I know some shit you want to get off your chest. I even got some shit I want to say, too. Because I'm telling you, I seen some people duck last night. So I know right now we got a lot of ducks on the phone, too. Look at that, man.
Hey, look, man, you know what, tickle me, man. Just push down, man. Hey, hold man, up. What tickle me? Somebody got on the phone,
man. I'm
still laughing. What the hell about me on my way laughing like a motherfucker, man? They got on the phone last night like they was a goddamn bow. I'm still laughing at that shit.
Well, damn it.
I got on the goddamn phone like a goddamn bow, man. Man, you ain't no goddamn. Sit your ass down somewhere, man.
Huh?
Yeah, been tripped the shit out of me. I'm like, what is wrong with these folks today, man? Get on that goddamn show like he's a goddamn bear. Man, you ain't no goddamn bear, man.
He ain't no bear.
Nah, mediocre, man.
Well, he mediocre. Who got on the phone with me?
Now, that's my opinion now. You know, everybody's got their own opinions. But it just took the shit out of me. Got on like they was a bear. You know.
So right now, you putting your shoes in a fan shoe, and you saying you seen the dude get on her last night, well not on her, on the Tommy Dog show, acting like he a bear, and
got on
the fuck
like he was a bear, you know, like he did something, got right on like he was a bear. I'm still
laughing
at that shit, man. That shit was yesterday.
So what you saying, Bush? So you just putting people on?
King, what you say?
So you just laughing and putting people on blast? That's what you're saying?
Man, I don't give a fuck about this graduation, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, I ain't stepping on no toes, but shit, I'm just gonna call like I see it. I don't camouflage shit. I don't buy no motherfucking bushes when I want to dress up, man. I don't shit. You know what I'm saying? This is grudge smack talk shit at its finest. So I'm just telling you what I seen. And you know what I'm saying? I heard it. And
it's
mad like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah. Hell, who was name? I'm still looking for a name. Who was it?
So they be trying to put names on it, but I don't know where they be getting them names from. I'm just going to call them by their name, man.
Oh, Troy. Call them by name, old Troy. So you said Troy got on like a bar and got off. Like a what? Like a what? He got off like something now. If he came on like a man, he got off like something. So what did he get off like?
It's like he shut the show down or something, because he got on.
Huh?
Like he shut the show down, dog, when he got on, man. I'm still laughing at that shit, man. You're not gonna laugh at my kid. I don't think now I'm so fucking out laugh at me, man. Yeah, some of this shit is funny to me, man. Yeah, because I'm one of the ones, man. I know I'm one of the ones. I know I'm in. I ain't had a shake of made a statement about a week ago. Man, you trying to make a comeback. Man, you never win no goddamn way, man. What's wrong?
So Bushman, since you sound like you hype right now, so you looking for anybody who's going to come a weekend that you want to come out the booth that you dying to slap the shit out of? That's what I'm just trying to figure out. You dying to slap shit out of these people. You need these people to do what you want them to do. Talk to me, Bushman.
King, it's normal shit to me. I don't do no tripping. I don't do no desperate type shit. It's just another day in paradise to me, man. I've been grudge racing. It's been paradise many, many years. It ain't just started being paradise. It's been paradise with me. You know what I'm saying? You act like it's not. A lot of them fools out there act like they know every goddamn thing. They don't know shit. The shit you know, the shit you heard, man. That's what y'all know. The shit you heard. Yeah, you don't know nothing. You don't know my background. You don't know nothing, man. You know some shit y'all heard.
Okay, go ahead, Bushnell. Because I got somebody hit the one button, so they might want to stop your goddamn ass. That's all I'm saying.
I've been doing it for years, King. That's what the funny part is. I've been doing it for years. 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 I part about it. They've been doing that kind of shit to me for years. I've been laughing at the goddamn ass for years, man. Now I'm done with it.
Oh, shit. Let me open up this goddamn mic, man. Damn, we can grudge right now, y'all. Y'all
right. Fuck, goddamn.
Hey, what's up? Oh, man, it's Dre. I'm just listening.
Okay, you got a lot of background. You got a lot of echo. Go on, fucking me.
That might be me, Ken. Let me see if I got it. I'm on the intercom in the big dude.
Okay. All right, we're on. Yeah. Hell yeah, that's a whole lot better right there. Let me try this other one.
Hey, I'm still echoing me.
Nah, you good. 915-407-5. You might
not. What's up, Brother Dale? Just checking in.
Brother Dale, what's up, Brother Dale?
Just chilling out, getting ready for some racing next weekend over here.
You say you're getting ready for some racing win next weekend over there?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this the time out here we trying to take out. You know, we always try to take out a few minutes, you know, for the ones who want to come on and promote their shows or events or girls race or anything that they're looking for. So if you got something, let the world know, Brother Dale. You got the flow. Go ahead.
Cool. We got a race next April 16th here in El Paso. Got the track runner going after the heavyweight belt, trying to check it from Charlotte Smith in the Pro Mod Wagon. The middleweight belt's up for grabs. The guy with the middleweight belt has a damn street car. And he got called up by two-frame small-tire cars. And the guy in the street car, Al Z06, said he's going to give the race car the hit and run his ass down anyway. It won't matter. So that shit should be pretty good. We got a whole lot of small tire stuff going on here April 16th, man, at the El Paso Motorplex. Be all right.
All right, Brother Dale, goddamn it. El Paso Motorsport got some action going on out there.
Hell yeah, when's the last time a street car?
What's up with that other Fomar? I'm interested in it, man. I know it has some problems.
The one that didn't race
Tree Man
up there, Brother
Dan.
Did he get that thing running yet?
Yeah, he got it running. He's going after the belt, the 16th.
What, who?
Who got the belt? Against that chick, Charlotte, with that Pro Mod Wagon.
Oh, no, he can cut it off and beat Charlotte. He can click it off
and
beat her.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty badass, man. The problem when Tree Man came, the transmission pump sealed.
Why they won't get Tree Man down there again? Why y'all won't get Tree Man down there again? He drove 800 miles to get on that man ass over there.
No, we're going to try to bring him back over here, man. Or Lyle's going to travel up to where Tree Man's at. One of the two is going to happen, but...
Why you ain't told that man to load that motherfucker up and bring you back to get his ass blown
out? Yeah, that's what we're saying. We travel over there, shit.
What y'all saying? What's up? Tell them what's up. That Tree Man is going to be on the property this weekend. We're going to be in HMP.
Yeah, y'all need to let these motherfuckers come this way, Brother Dale.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about doing.
Y'all need to put them big RVs and them stackles in the wind, man. Put them in the wind, man. Put the motherfuckers in the wind down that road. All roads lead to Texas, man. All roads lead to Texas. Tommy Dow, you want me to tell me a check for that, Tommy Dow? All roads lead to Texas, man.
Hello, Dow wants to run Tree Man bad. He was disappointed his car didn't fucking work. It had a broken transmission pump seal, and it leaked after his burnout.
Yeah, we seen all that, bro. That's just part of the drag race shit, you know?
He had problems, though.
He was trying to fix it, though. I seen him over there working on it a couple times, Brother Dale. They try to get that car going now, Brother Dale. I seen him working both times over there.
Yeah,
they
really trying
to get it going now.
He really wanted to race Tree Man bad. He was really disappointed. So, but he said he'd travel to where Tree Man's at. So we're trying to, we're not going to be able to make all roads go to Texas. Or he won't be able to, but we're going to catch him like around May, hopefully. Anytime after April 16th, we'll travel to where he's at. Because Lyle really, really, really wants to race him bad.
As a fan,
okay,
I want to see that.
Okay, Brother Dale. Brother Dale. I want to see that, too. Let me get to one of these other mics right quick and see what the hell going on out here. 214-4336. The mic high. 214-4336.
Game B.
What's up, man? Who we got?
Buddy Roll.
Buddy?
Buddy Roll, man. Let me get on. I'm gonna get my $300 in and Alan Cat gonna pay you the fuck out.
Damn, that's how you feel?
Let me get my $300 in, man. Alan Cat gonna pay the fuck out.
God damn. How else you feel about I? See, I know you a fan. How else you feel? Hold on 1 second. Hello? Okay. Damn. So how you feel about the rest of the race? Man, you already know Anakin gonna play the punk out. What's gonna happen next?
T-Man gonna get his asshole blowed out.
Oh, shit. Okay, what's next?
Goddamn.
These Birdman ain't coming around them. Goddamn it, Tree Man ain't coming around.
Hey, I heard on the street now. I don't know if that's true now. You know, sometimes a word on the street might not be what it is. There's somebody, DJ, this word on the street, y'all. Now, I don't know now. You know how the word on the street is, y'all. Now, don't shoot me. I'm just some word on the street shit. I didn't say it. It was the shit I heard. So, I mean, it ain't like I put it out there that, that DJ was having problems, y'all. I don't know. I don't know how I heard that today about 2 hours ago. I heard on the street about it.
Sometimes they can't shoot you because you just a messenger.
Sometimes you ain't got to say nothing, just be quiet.
Just be quiet, just load up on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Tree Man done had more problems than DJ, so I ain't worrying about that.
They say DJ.
Wait a minute, Todd. I just got a text message, and it say, I'm telling y'all, fuck out shouting.
Hey, King B.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, B. True enough, the car going to be there, but is it going to ever get in the water box?
Shoot, I doubt it. Well, you know what? I got plenty of faith in it. You know what? I ain't gonna lie. I got faith in it.
Nah. Listen, my friend, tell you. I'm gonna tell you something about Cat. Yeah, really. One thing about Cat.
Yeah,
if he right, he gonna go. Even if his shit ain't all the way right, if he can go, he gonna probably go.
Now listen to me. Flag on play, Dre. Oh, shit. What's the plan?
Flag on play. He didn't do that like that in himself.
So is that a 5 yard pin or 15 yard boost?
A 15 money, you lose a down, man. You lose that down.
Yeah.
15 yards, you lose a down, man. Yeah, it's goddamn third and 25 now.
Yeah, hold on right quick. I got a lot of noise out here. I'm finna open up a mic though right quick. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. 214-7818, your mic hot.
What's up, man? Shit,
what's
know,
up,
man? Hey, man. Alicat gonna get in that box this time, man. That old man, Tyler, you talking shit to him. It's pride in a way this time. He might get his ass whooped, but he getting in that box.
Yeah.
But I ain't saying he gonna win, but he gonna get in that box.
Yeah, like I said, you know what, Cat by Tyler, he by Tyler, everybody, you know, jugging that and fucking with him by the car ain't been right now. Yeah, he gonna stand up in there, you know. If that motherfucker can go down the track, he gonna do it.
I ain't trying to put the phone on me right quick.
All right.
There it goes again. I need some more fans. Where y'all at, y'all? We need some more of you fans.
Hey, Bushnell. Bushnell still on? Tommy Dog,
where you at, Tommy Dog? Come on. I know something else, Robin came up new.
Hey, Bush, you already get off the line or what?
No, I'm here, brother. Dale. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't hard to find.
Hey, brother, so who do you got between Lyle and the 57 Chevy and Charlotte and the Pro Mod Wagon? Well, they're both Pro Mods. Which one you got?
I like Lyle with space. That's why I said space, but he cut off at 3:30. I'm like, Lyle.
I think Lyle's going to win too, man. I think there's going to be a gap. I think Lyle's going to gap him.
Well, you bet that gap back when we was down there against that boy out of California, didn't you? I'm pretty goddamn good predicting now. I'm a damn
yes,
good scout, brother Dale. I don't need
yes,
no motherfucking scout for me. I know what I'm looking at. Hey, I ain't got to be on the start line hitting your ass if you going down through there. I can be in the pit and hit your ass seven through there. I ain't got to be up there watching you.
That was a good ass race too, you and a shirtless Chad, man.
Oh, he was dead, man. He was over there, a particular California guy. He cocky. I asked one of my buddies. I said, dude, that guy over there cocky. And he said, yeah, you over there cocky in the mud. I said, I'm glad of that. I don't want to be cocky. His motherfucking ass was had his head. I thought his head was goddamn broke when I got through with him. Instead of looking on the goddamn ground. Being so goddamn cocky. See, I ain't cocky like that. It's a certain time I'm going to get cocky. I ain't going to talk shit to a motherfucker and get my hat brought to them. That look bad. See, I ain't no stupid motherfucker. I might wait and then do a little shit talking, you know. You know, I might wait. But some straight up smack talking like I'm talking right now, man, you can't stop me, stopping from doing that shit, I'll beat your ass out with that. You'll stop talking to me. I'm going to put the smack talk on your ass. You'll stop talking to me. I promise you that. I'll make your head hurt, boy.
Well, brother, they're coming back. Shirley Shad's coming back to El Paso June 4th for our next Grudge Inc. race.
So, yeah, we're gonna put King B on him. We're gonna put King B on him. I'm gonna let him wear that. I'm gonna let him wear that for a while. I'm gonna let my teammate get him next. I'm gonna let him duke him. I already done duked his ass.
There we go. And we got I found a small tire car for you.
Oh, that'll work. That'll work. So, now you're talking about my speed.
Mm-hmm.
In a start-stop convention and in the world, I lock it in nitrous.
Hey, y'all, I'm back. I'm back. I'm already back, man. So it seems like, man, every time I try to get ready to crank my show up, I get busy is all I do. Everybody, they might want to call me and bother me. What the world? So we back. I'm back. So I'm still looking for. We already had got one fan opinion. He say, Tree Man going down. Attic Cat gonna pay the park up.
And Larry gonna beat what's name this weekend over there in El Paso Motorplex.
And who?
Larry, the guy that owned the track up there in El Paso Motorplex up there. Got the screw blow car called the Tree Man. That guy. He going in the battle.
Okay, all right. Let me see who we got going in the battle. We got D&D and Hater Shaker. Well, how we looking on that?
I like D&D.
All right, everybody, mic up and give me a call. I'm looking for a road call. How y'all liking that?
I like that truck.
Okay. That's Dre. That's two for the truck. Let's go. Let's keep it going. D&D and Hater Shaker Race, let's keep it going. What we got? Who else open? Who else? I got a couple more mics open. I guess y'all don't want to say a goddamn thing. I guess they ain't going to have to get on. Someone has to say, man, we're going to start sending some fire to the goddamn pot on you motherfuckers. You can't sit your motherfucking ass down on the damn toilet, motherfucker. You hold on what you got till you get what you need. 713-9963. Your mic is hot, man. What's happening?
Yeah, this is JR. I was just calling in seeing who all going to be at the race this weekend here in Houston. They want to do something with a small tire.
Oh, shit. What kind of small tire you got? Jason, let the world know what you got going on. And whoever that is, besides me, if you ain't talking, or Jason, just go on mute until you got to say something, you know, that'll kind of help us out on the radio, keep the noise down. And go ahead, Jason, you got the flow.
It's JR.
My bad, I thought I heard Jason. JR, you got the flow.
Yeah, I just want to know who's going to be in Houston this weekend and do something with a small tire car.
Well, you're gonna have to kind of tell the world what you got and say that you wish a mother lover would step wrong to you, and maybe you might get some action.
I just got a Mustang, small tire, 28-inch tire deal, small block. Got one power adder, that's it. Ain't nothing special. I'm just trying to fill it out, see if somebody want to do something.
Is it a Nigel's car?
No. Turbo car.
Oh, no.
DJ Grant, that King.
Huh?
You can't get DJ Grant on?
Who's
you? I'm talking about King B. King B.
Hey, I ain't no point of getting him on if he ain't gonna come.
That's his goddamn speed, what you mean?
You
he
right,
that's turbo,
right?
Right? He looking for a turbo rate. Right? Get a man a turbo rate. Right?
The man
looking for a turbo rate. Right? He's been coming over twice a week. Looking for a turbo rate. Right? Find a man in a turbo race.
Somebody text me DJ number.
You probably got to give him some dope.
Before you get him on, I like DJ Grant. Before you get him on, all the way.
Oh. Hold on right quick. Let me open up a mic. This might help us out.
No.
But this might give us a small block race, though. 214-7385, man. Your mic is hot and you're at the round table. What's happening, Jack?
Hey, I'm just a fan, but ain't Chen going to be down there with his little small block for that turbo car?
You said who?
Chen.
Yeah, Chen's on Nitrous. Chen's Nitrous. He's no turbo.
I know, but I'm sure he'd run the turbo car.
Okay. Who is this on talking to? Who is this?
Man, I can count the people that run grill on one hand or run a turbo car, man.
Huh?
You hear what I say, King?
Yeah, I heard you, bro. Hold on, right quick, but I'm trying. Who is it? Who I'm talking to?
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy. Okay. Yeah. Brandon. Okay. Well, Brandon or Chen. I don't want to anybody can speak out for the Chen camp. Okay, y'all come on. They say we got somebody on here. Say y'all pretty sure y'all try turbo car. So if y'all want to try this small block turbo, you know he's
like
good.
I think
you
do the I know they run good.
Tony Bynum, 901 Wit. Them the kind of motherfuckers run turbo cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, JR, why you don't try Rambo with your turbo car?
I tried two weeks ago on the talk show. They called Cowboy, but he got all butthurt, hung up. He didn't want to talk.
Shit, talk to Tony. Tony, I'm sure Tony will oblige you with that.
Well, I know he's supposed to be doing something with Palmer, and last I heard, Palmer said,
hold on, I'm finna get Tony on anyway. Just hold on.
I just got a text message. Brandon, at the Chen camp, they already loaded up. They cool with grudge races, so they said maybe another time, and they'll try you out, or maybe everything go good that day, then, you know, they might take a look at you.
Oh, from the Chen camp, the Chen Mustang?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's a okay. Yellow Mustang, small block, 28, full interior, power windows, everything.
Damn.
I need to borrow one of these screw blowers around here. I'll try your head with a screw blower.
Small block. I don't think the small block. I'm cool with you, man. You got to be. Not, I don't know. I'm gonna say they might not. I'm gonna say.
You know what I said, King.
You know what? Now you know what I'm gonna say to you. You need to rattle the bushes. You need to rattle the bushes a little bit. Hold on, right quick. Somebody might give you what you're looking for. I think this Chen count. Go ahead. The mic over.
Yeah, I know who you are, JL. Nah, we already loaded down for the weekend, man.
Info.
That's the yellow car that was in Denton the other week, right? With the single turbo.
Yeah, it's a single turbo small block.
Yeah, I know you are. We'll probably catch you at the next race or something, but we already got too many races for Saturday.
That's fine.
Okay, brother.
I need to see, can I borrow me another motor? Borrow me a screw blower motor.
Okay. She heard well. Still got a man on the phone that he's looking for a race. So, you know, this is a grudge talk show. So, anything may go. Anything may fly. I think you need to rattle up a few bushes, man. You call out some names. Talk a little smack. Damn, did you, Oh, you must have sent that in a goddamn group message or some shit.
Yeah, this ain't no goddamn new shit, y'all. Ain't no motherfucking new shit. They around with y'all.
Shit, I guess everybody so tapped out on them goddamn grudge races. Don't nobody want to do nothing but see some goddamn races. And that's what we need.
Hey, JR, ain't you already got a date with somebody in the way?
Do what now?
You already got a date with somebody, don't you?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be racing Trouble Troy.
Yeah, that's why I say you already got you a date.
Well, I want more than one. I'm a hoe. I like to get around.
Whoa, shit. That motherfucker said he's a hoe.
Well,
yeah,
you know what? Hey, I may. Hey, you know what? You know. Hey, I tell you what. Hey, I tell you what. Then, since you a good hoe, I like to make them hoes pay me. So let us get up out of there so you can pay me.
What you want to do?
Gee, you get a girl some motherfucking break, and we'll do that.
Against what?
Against your little car. Your little turbo motherfucker.
Why do I gotta give something? I don't sell real estate.
Well, we don't even want to fuck with you. You out about you like you a hoe. You like to, I like to make hoes pay. So yeah. Hey, that's what I'm trying to do.
Dre, I don't want none of this pussy, Dre. These motherfuckers got AIDS. I don't want none of this pussy.
That was a good one right there. I don't sell real estate. And I like that one. Take that one. I'm selling no real estate.
Hey, say shit. Our ass ain't good.
Sure ain't, Dre.
Well, Dre, let me ask you another question. I got to be a little mixed, Dre. So what about the ass one when the ass ain't good, but the top good? Then what, Dre?
Hey, I don't want none of it. If the ass ain't good, the top ain't no good either. I don't want none of it. Hey, King B, who you like out of old Big B and Lil Greedy?
Man, you want me to tell you the truth?
Tell me the truth.
I ain't seen Big B. Right now, long ass, that damn Greedy don't have no problem. Like I hope he ain't gonna have. I'm gonna ride with Greedy. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Damn on Big D ass, they gonna go. I ain't lying. They got.
I ain't seen Big D out in a while, so it's like you got. I gotta see what he looking like first. Yeah, that's a toss up right now though, cause you know I ain't seen now one of cars in person yet.
Who drives a big car? Jesse?
Big D.
Jesse?
Nah, I think Big D gonna drive.
Well, you know sometimes South Park gets to be in there now.
Yeah, Jesse drive that motherfucker. It'd be real interesting then.
Well, I'm not saying I like Big D. I ain't saying nothing bad about him. I just asked a question, you know.
Everybody knows goddamn Jesse. The hell is the problem.
I made cups from over there.
Now, I'm going to keep it 100 now. I did see Big D grow his wheel at the goddamn light. He had the goddamn hit the goddamn window now. Now, I did see him do that now.
Yeah, goddamn Big D is sitting in the garage for a whole 2-3 years on the jack stand and pull that motherfucker right out and go to work.
Hey, that's a price of admission, though, you know, when you see them guys come out, you know.
Yeah,
when you see them guys come out, they come out and goddamn, is that a lock-in race, King? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all done pissed somebody off.
Hey, 832, 8103.
Hello, King B.
King B.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey,
what's up, brother? Did not tell you goddamn it at all. Treeman was going to run DJ. Motherfucker, when I tell you something, don't you doubt me. I didn't call to shut the show down tonight. I just called to tell y'all, y'all have a safe trip down to Houston. You ain't got to be scared when you get on the motherfucking property, King B. I mean, you all right.
What's going on, Uncle Tom?
Look, he got one of them old Goodman ass phones. He ain't got but 5 minutes on that motherfucker, so he probably gone now.
It's not Uncle Tom, man.
Uncle Tom gonna keep
some money in his hand, man. Every time you see him, he got some money in his hand.
Mm-hmm. Them buying some goddamn minutes then.
Blue Moon, I beat him out of bed, though. Every Blue Moon, man. You know, sometimes some people be cranky, man, y'all. Yeah, man. Dre.
Yeah.
Dre. Yeah, man. Some people, man, can be cranky.
Janky, man.
Yeah.
There's a such thing, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a such thing as janky shit.
Well, I mean, not talking about off the top. I'm just talking about the general folks, you know. Sometimes people be janky, man.
Yeah, yeah. You got them janky-ass people that every time they bet against you or with you, your ass lose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a such thing, that shit. I believe in that shit, man. Yeah. See, a motherfucker win and lost with me. See, I ain't taking motherfucker, Trey. Trey, they won and lost with me, Trey. You see what I'm saying? But some of them motherfuckers can't beat it for nothing. They take it to you.
Hey, I heard old Mark supposed to be getting ready to come back out.
Marlo.
Marlo.
I believe that when I see it.
I know I seen him the other day. He got that old El Camino that Chicken Man used to have now.
Who's that?
He told
you he
was gonna
win.
Last time I seen Mark,
he
told
you
he was
gonna win.
That was just some of that payback shit, Drake. you know, sometimes when they beat you up, Drake, you don't check these out, Drake. Sometimes they can beat you two or three. Well, I ain't never got beat three times. Let me knock on some wood, y'all. We're not on some wood, but I believe in that shit. I ain't never got beat three times with broken, motherfucker. I might have got beat twice. But sometimes, Trey, that's what I'm going to say. Sometimes, Trey, they can beat you like that, Trey, and you come back and beat him one more time, guess what you feel? You just lucky the first two goddamn times when you beat me, man. I'm going to beat your ass up. They'll keep beating me, man.
Yeah.
I ain't never been beat by the same goddamn car twice, though, since I've been grudge racing. Yeah, real, real goddamn stats, Trey. I'm talking stats, Trey.
Yeah, no, I ain't never seen that either, now. I've been watching that grudge for a goddamn long ass time.
You gotta,
I'm
talking about a motherfucker trying to come back. Ain't never went nowhere, man. What's wrong with you?
He just make a comeback on his ass since he claimed we coming back. Let's just come back on his ass one time.
He's dead. He's straight dead. I'm going to leave him alone. I can't get him to goddamn me do it before that lockup day. I know he dead. So ain't no sense be fucking with him. Yeah, I ain't going to fuck with him. Leave him alone. Fuck with him no more. But goddamn it, sir, I ain't going to stop him talking this goddamn grudge ready to smack talk shit to a motherfucker. I know that. Yeah, you ain't gonna stop that. Cause I know half of them ain't got it in them to talk that smack talk.
Well, goddamn, oh, good ass cat egg. What good cat egg?
Yeah, had to be in the bushes, man.
Man, my name ain't Bushnell. Dre don't fuck with me. I said, nah, okay, come on, man. Let's start that bullshit.
Yeah, I ain't beating on my motherfucking shit. I'm talking smack talk from stats. And some smack talk to a motherfucker today. What I'm doing. Well, if you don't know how to talk no smack talk, you better just don't push that goddamn one button.
Hey, what brand is that? Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, go ahead, bro.
Hey,
hold on, wait a minute. Open up mic right quick. 512-253.
Oh, they're listening,
King.
That's
Tomadog. Tomadog,
I think
that is Tomadog. Tomadog,
is you? If it's a 514 number.
Okay, so I'll see 514,
something like that. What area code
is,
King?
I don't know, 512-653,
your mic, huh? That's Tomadog.
It might be. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Probably
awesome,
no?
That's Atomic off the chain.
Hey, what's up? We got it. Chain.
I ain't got nothing on. I know some dogs say.
Man, had a word on the street, man. Say off chain, but now they ain't show up at no track, man. They gonna draw him so cold, unreal. They gonna draw him so much. They gonna run him out the gate. With the chain and all on the goddamn cup. Dogs and all. Jeez. I'm telling you, man.
Say, Brandon.
What's up, bro?
Say, y'all want to take that back tie from the grill with y'all car?
Nah, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Oh.
I don't want to be good.
No, Batman run the goddamn mile last night, and I offered it to y'all. So, I mean, I ain't fucking with y'all, but I was fucking with him. But, you know, he kept hollering about, yeah, just get at him and see if he'll do it. So, that's why I highly have to see if you want to do it.
Nah, I already got. We got two races. Yeah, I'm already good for this weekend.
Well, that's cool. Ain't no problem.
Right on.
I wish y'all get Batman, get his scary ass on out here, though.
Man, Batman got some goddamn pink pom poms on. Shit. Batman ain't hit no shit.
That motherfucker got a deck of Uno cards on the bottom of his shoes. Some high heels, boy.
All right, y'all, man. I'm going to tell y'all like this. We ain't going to have no long. All right, y'all know how we do this, man. Every time we got ready to have one of these old high-intense-ass grill adventures, man, y'all know we don't hold the show up for no long time. Because ain't no more. We ain't got no whole lot of talking to do, man. Ain't a whole lot of talking to do. And I ain't going to lie, y'all. I ain't going to lie. Shit, I had to go field trip and shit today with the kids and shit. Look, say, I'm behind on the schedule. I'm finna go out here and sit back and finish, you know what I'm saying, these fat little touches up I got to do with this beat. I can finish whooping up on me. Some ass is coming up weekend, man. I got to do that.
I want to know one thing before you cut it off, King.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What, was the show full, King?
Because
I know they're listening, King.
Cause
like you say, you know, you're
doing
this same shit
with
your
people. I ain't going to lie, though. We got a full show now. About five, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Eight people just dropped off, bro.
Eight people just dropped off.
Yeah,
they
know you're going to
cut it off.
Yeah, they said
you know you don't do that, man, when it's goddamn some shit finna go down like this here, man. You ain't got to do all that goddamn shit. Yeah, just some smack talk shit of shit motherfucker gonna lock in today and some more, man. You know what this is, man. You cut that motherfucker off.
Oh, yeah, that's all I did. I just cracked it up just to see if we can call just any more ruckus out here, man. I really want Tommy Dawg to come on out right quick for the people who ain't hung up, man. I know a new lockup came up. I ain't lying down there every day this week, man. A new lockup came up. So, Tommy Dawg, if you out there, just come on real quick, man, before we end this hour, man. Just give us a rundown on the damn races, man. We don't. All we know, want to know is who versus who, man. Real quick, the Tommy Dog. Just come on out the bushes, right quick, the Tommy Dog. Please let us know who versus who this weekend. Some people, I need because I ain't gonna lie, I got me a list wrote down over here. So, and I think I'm missing a few. So, I need the list on all the official lockups. Tommy Dog, we looking for you. Tommy Dog, Tracy. So we get ready to go. Cause I'm gonna get ready to go, y'all. Man. Shit. Well, I ain't gonna hold up a show waiting on Tommy News. That one goddamn thing I ain't gonna do. Hold on right quick. Let me see if somebody hit the one button. Here we go. 832-6531, man. You might have. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, King B? Appreciate y'all being on mic. I just I just wanted to get my predictions in.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Texas, no doubt, is gonna win all the races that they got locked in without a timer. Fonz either gonna get Chris gonna hand by or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that race go down. Byers gonna get handed something when he come here. Of course, D&D boot truck, he's gonna lose both his races. But I ain't gonna lie, I respect that little blue truck, man. Them young hogs, I respect them, but it just ain't gonna happen this weekend. You know, they're gonna lose both of their races, so they're gonna be looking for cars to pick on. Who else locked in? Oh yeah. Cat gonna surprise you, B. Cat gonna cut you up. What else? That's about it, man. That's right now. That's all I got my eyes focused on, because that's what I got locked in on, you know, on that Hater Shaker race. Hater Shaker's gonna surprise that little blue truck. And, you know, it is what it is. That's what I predict, man. But I look forward to seeing you, man, seeing the race go down. I couldn't even sleep last night. I had a dream about this shit, man. So, I look forward to y'all coming down, man. Be safe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And shit, man. Just let's get it on, man.
Yeah. All right. That's a good deal. But I hate to be the news of bad news, man. But I don't doubt Alex ain't gonna get in that water box, man. But he ain't gonna bring home that bacon, man. He's not gonna bring on the bacon, man. But you know what, everybody's opinion, that ain't nobody's opinion wrong, it's yours, you own it, hey, fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, hey, what's up?
I'm at the call, come over here, verify my check, man, because I told him all roads lead to Texas, man.
Hold on, I got a couple mics I need to open up. Hold on, right quick. 870-18. Okay, well, go ahead, motherfucker. Go ahead. Whoever the fuck is here, I'll open up the goddamn mic.
Right.
Go ahead.
We don't need no motherfucking introduction. Hey, I thought I heard a motherfucker. I was just coming on the show. I thought I heard a motherfucker say, hey, the shake of stomach was upset or some shit when he thought about that.
He go boo-boo on himself.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody say something about upset. They must have been talking about his goddamn stomach upset. I don't know what the fuck they
said. What did he say?
He said, man, stomach upset. He thought about a little blue and his stomach got upset. What the hell did he say, King B? I heard something like that.
I don't know, man. I guess the dude went in the bushes, motherfucker Mac, you scared the shit out of him. I guess
No, I ain't going in the bushes. I just didn't say nothing like that at all. You know, I just said it was gonna be an upset. You know what I'm saying? I said I respect the little blue truck, you know, the young hogs doing their thing, but at the same time, It's gonna be an upset twice. Not
you
once, but
right.
Twice.
You are
upset.
You've been upset.
She ain't gonna fuck you up, and Haiti Shake is gonna get away from y'all. So it is what it is, man.
Ten motherfucking ten ain't gonna be round when we leave that motherfucker. Square ten motherfucker. Man, we
yeah.
a bad son of a bitch. Hey.
I respect Al, man. I respect Al, man. You know, I like, you know, that little blues motherfucker, I respect it. But it just not gonna be y'all weekend here in Texas. That's all I'm telling you. Texas to the front.
Man.
All the way.
Man,
we love Texas, man.
I know, man.
Yeah,
man, you know, look.
Man, we got more motherfucking wins than Texas. We got more motherfucking wins than Texas than anywhere in the motherfucking world, man. What the hell is wrong with you? We love Texas.
Yeah, I understand that, but this weekend,
hey,
sir.
Coming down, we thank you one more time for inviting us down, man, to the great state of Texas, man. We really love coming down there. We have a great time, man. All you guys down there is cool, man. We break bread, man. Number love, man. But we gonna lay blood on that motherfucking track, man. We gonna come down there. It's gonna be a slaughter, man.
Yeah.
God,
I know your driver better be on his P's and Q's. Your driver better be on his double O's. All I know. He gonna get fucked
man,
up.
Man, my
twice.
Motherfucking driver. One thing about my motherfucking driver, man. Both of them cool hand motherfucking loose, man. Both of them. Man. Let that motherfucking button go so motherfucking smooth, man. Man, them motherfuckers cross his ass so smooth, man. Them motherfuckers got one. Hey, you remember when you used to go to Bobby Shop back in the day when you was a little boy? And the old barber used to take that razor and be hitting the crowd with that love of crap.
Yeah.
Man, that's how sharp them boys is on that motherfucking tree, man. That's how they sharpening in that goddamn razor, man.
Info.
Shit,
I look forward to it, man. I can't wait, man. Y'all, like I say, man, y'all have a safe trip down here, man, and shit, man. I look forward to seeing y'all, man. And unfortunately, you know, just y'all wins not going to happen, but... Y'all some motherfuckers, though. I do give you that and respect you. You know, y'all young hogs, man. Y'all young hogs in the game, right? And I respect that. But
this weekend,
it ain't going to be what it is.
Then make sure you buy some good damn toilet paper this week, because you're going to do some extra shit. You're going to chill a little off and shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your stomach upset.
All right. They say it's gonna be some upset. Let's open up and see. We got one more fan out here, man. Let's see what we got going on. Let's see who this is. 214-7328. You might not.
Hey, this is Keith.
Oh shit. What's up, Keith? What's up?
I was just coming on because I guess Trouble Troy people had told him what I was feeling. He felt some type of way. I believe he was in my inbox. He said he didn't feel no type of way. But I ain't going to say he was ducking when we was talking about him last week. I'm going to just say the person was telling him what me and brother was seeing on the show. He was looking at him. And then he slowly turned his head to the right, looking over his shoulder. I think that's what happened. So I ain't going to say he was dumb. I'm going to say he did a quick turn over his right shoulder.
Wow.
Because Trouble my homeboy, I don't want y'all to tell him, so he be charging me up in my inbox tonight, because y'all know y'all ain't going to tell him. That's my boy, but I think he just did a slow, like real slow, like in the movie, slow look over the shoulder real quick. But it's all right, though. We understand.
Wait a minute, so it wasn't a look
wow.
like it was a slow look over the shoulder?
No, it was slow.
It did
like,
you say real quick.
Like slowly looked over the mud. Like, oh shit, I had to go slow motion. But it's okay, though. We understand. It's fine.
Oh, my.
But I'm just me. It's just me. That's what I think that would happen. But trouble, friends, don't tell him nothing because I don't want him charging me up tonight in my inbox, okay? Cool.
I was on the Tommy Dobbs show
last night. He came right on when you said somebody said your name. Yeah. You said his name. He came right on last night.
Yeah, like he was a gorilla. I'm still tripping on that phone.
Me and brother called his name a couple of times last week, right?
With that goddamn B. That goddamn B.
I thought we called him and he didn't come, but it's cute for him. It's fine. He did that slowly.
That's about his goddamn speed, baby. That's his goddamn speed, that B. We're going to put that B on his ass.
Yeah, yeah. We was a rename Slingshot, but I'm gonna let him keep the name right quick. That's all right.
Good report, King Bell. Now.